Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, the 11th day of June, 2014. And again, I'm going to be honest with you right now. For the first time ever in 19 years on air, watching the New World Order grow like a cancer, I have never been shell-shocked. I am officially struggling. Just like when you jump off a high dive for the first time when you're 6 years old and you're just suspended. It feels like in the air as you drop, and even though it takes 3 or 4 seconds, it feels like an hour. I don't even know what to say at this point about everything that's going on. It's so criminal. It's so evil. It's so obviously fraudulent. And it's leading towards disaster on every front, even for the establishment. And they are going full steam ahead. It's like madmen are driving the train. We're all tied up in the back. And they're about to run us off a cliff. And I don't have my handcuffs on. I'm not tied up, but I'm too little. I'm about an inch tall compared to the establishment that's about 7 feet tall and represents tens of millions of criminals working together. But the system's kind of blind, because even though it has overall missions and greed and power as its main propulsion system, it is like a wild animal. To quote Richard Nixon, the power structure, that itself isn't even in control. And I'm not saying I'm powerless. I'm saying compared to the establishment, that's 7 feet tall, I'm an inch tall. That's pretty big. And I guess I do have a stinger on me, and I can cause a lot of problems, but there's hundreds of millions of us that are an inch tall, and if we all plant our stingers in the establishment, we might be able to get it to wake up before it runs off the edge of the cliff. Because I've studied history and I've seen empires do this before, but this time there's bioweapons and nuclear weapons and an elite that are disconnected from reality. Ladies and gentlemen, the word is out. It's published in Latin American newspapers. It's in the news today. Get to America. Obama, the savior, he's called the savior in the newspapers, will give you free money. And if you can get on an airplane, if you're an adult or a child, you're legalized. On the border, they have a few show arrests that the Border Patrol is allowed to engage in. The country is collapsing right now. There's the headline. Central American newspapers tout open U.S. door for illegals. And then even libertarian conservative media is going, could this be Obama on purpose trying to collapse the country? Could it be that it's a bad policy, you know, catch and release, and that's encouraging them? I don't know. Could it be that grass is green, the sky is blue, ducks quack, and fly south in the winter? I mean, where is the critical thinking process? Anyone that cares about stability, that cares about your pension funds, that cares about a future and not having World War III, should be absolutely freaking out. People say, well, what do we do? Well, there's a lot of different things we can do, but listen, I'm not the only one around here that can think. The public literally is going to bars at night and watching basketball games and just is going along. There's like nobody at the wheel. It's asleep at the switch. I mean, we need to wake up out of the trance, folks. The globalists are moving on every front right now. And I can tell you, the bottom hadn't even fallen out yet. It's about to happen.
on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, coming to you worldwide on this Wednesday, 11th day of June, 2014, worldwide transmission. Coming to you from the InfoWars Center. It's all happening. And I've talked a lot about the quickening of the globalist takeover worldwide, stage revolutions, destabilizations, overthrows, turning Al-Qaeda loose worldwide, openly funding them with NATO and Pentagon funding, even with medium and heavy weapons. It's all hiding in plain view right now. I was watching CNN last night, and I knew that the Al-Qaeda group that they listed was the new super Al-Qaeda, and they were describing it as that. And I knew they'd been given a base in western Iraq to launch attacks into Syria. I knew they'd attacked Fallujah and driven out the Iraqi military. And that now they've been given other cities. And CNN was saying, see, we need the NSA in to take your rights. Wolf Blitzer had a guest on in his Situation Room. Because Al-Qaeda was taking Iraq over. And the truth is, the globalists are publicly funding Al-Qaeda with Saudi Arabia to take over Iraq, at least large parts of the West and the South, against the Shiites in the South. And I went and looked it up again just to double-check my memory that it was hiding in plain view. These are armed by the Pentagon. I mean, I want to start the broadcast just with that today. That's how crazy land things have gotten. That our government, for 3.5 years, has been publicly funding Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and tried to have them overthrow the government of Egypt. Actual Al-Qaeda, not just Muslim Brotherhood. Remember in the last year? Rocket attacks on military bases, attacks on the Suez Canal, attacks on supertankers, attacks on helicopters and bases. And I'm not endorsing the military, but they let Christians live in peace and Muslims live in peace and minority groups live in peace. The military got tired of it, threw the Muslim Brotherhood out, executed over 1,000 of them so far, and defeated them. And went on the news and said, why is the United States doing this to us? And then it turns out Obama's cousin Odinga out of Kenya is laundering the money. This came out in mainstream news in Europe, and World Net Daily covered it. And they're funding, they're actually funding the leaders of it in Egypt. And actually, I mean, I used to say, oh yeah, Obama's a secret Muslim extremist, and ha-ha, he's CIA, that's ridiculous. But there's a globalist double cross here with Saudi Arabia, folks, where it's really true. And I've come to the realization that this really is the takedown of the West and of Christianity. And that's why all the rich Jews are leaving Israel. They're probably going to take Israel down. And I've not been on either side of the whole Israel-Palestinian deal. It's just all clicking now how diabolical all this is. I mean, this is beyond over the top. Beyond over the top. They're actually in the U.S., in public schools, in Common Core, and in all over Europe, teaching Islam to the kids in the schools. And you see it. You see the curriculum. They're really doing it. And again, I'm not even attacking Islam. The globalists are putting radical Wahhabists in charge of the entire Islamic movement worldwide to, in a giant clash with the West, probably destroy them as well. And then you read Albert Pike wrote about it in 1877. The founder of the Ku Klux Klan. The head of the Illuminati. That's mainstream Encyclopedia Britannica, folks. Reality is so much weirder than... I mean, how do we beat globalists that are this smart and this evil? Lord Acton in 1920, you can read the Acton papers, they're online, said, we will destabilize Germany. We'll keep the regulations on them so high that they can't operate. And then we'll put a dictator in, give them the weapons to then bring down Europe, and then we'll defeat them. I mean, how do you beat a globalist operation when they fund and create Al-Qaeda and protect them, but they're real fighters, they're real attackers, and then move them around to attack everybody, including us, and then take our rights away from us to protect us from the group they run? How do you defeat British intelligence who created Adolf Hitler? I mean, how do you go up against something that diabolical? And I'm not blaming the British overall. It's that model. How do you think a little country with a small population compared to others controlled half the real estate on the planet until they're going into the shadows at the end of World War II? They still run it. The elite that's there, the Transylvanian German / Rothschild elite. It's a Transylvanian / Bavarian / Viking hybrid super demon that won the wars against the Muslims and the Crusades. That's why they were so rich, and all the goods had to come through Transylvania, Romania. And then they came in as the new German elite, and then they went, when they got run out by the Catholic Church, the Knights Templars, they went to Scotland and England and set up shop there. And I mean, it is just the same story over and over again. And then you've got the other power group with the Vatican, who wants the EU for themselves. I mean, there are different power blocks even in the West. You got the Russians and the Orthodox. You got the Chinese. You got the Japanese. And you got the Saudi Arabians sitting in the middle of it. I mean, this is just unbelievable. People want to go watch Game of Thrones because it's about empires and groups and subterfuge and fighting with each other. The real Game of Thrones is going on in front of you right now. And the elite that run us here put cancer viruses in the vaccines and deadly ionized fluoride in the water to supercharge the other drugs they're adding to the water on record. I mean, that's beyond insane. And I'm here talking about it. And so the FBI and DHS, they like to go to different reporters or our contributors. So the word gets back to me to try to mess with me as a psyop. It doesn't really work the way they think it does. Or to create whatever setup they're into. They go around visiting people. We've got a guest coming up that got a visit from DHS yesterday. He's a TV actor and also well-known professional wrestler, Telly Blackwood. Remember when his video got 800,000 views in one day? The satire where they waterboard Piers Morgan and Michael Moore. Remember they shut that video down under request of Michael Moore? It said that when the video was taken down. Well, lawsuits were threatened, so YouTube restored it. Well, the DHS shows up asking him about me. And this happens to other people. They don't want me to talk about it, so I don't. But it's just, you know, a black sedan with two FBI agents follows you home at night. Or, you know, you're eating dinner and you know, obvious special forces people come over and threaten you at your table. You know, and it's like, wow, you guys really are that evil. You really are traitors. You know, I mean, whatever. I'm not bad, so I'm not worried about whatever you do to me. I mean, I have a responsibility to stand up against you. It's not fun, and I don't particularly like that I have this job, but I've got to do it. Because the alternative is turning the entire world over to you. Telly Blackwood's not afraid of me. Told him, get off of his property. By the way, they walked in his house without a warrant. That's coming up. Now, let me give you the big news that's got me shell-shocked. And by shell-shocked, I don't even know how to get into this. I mean, it's happening. The nightmare is unfolding. The New York Times is reporting the White House is set within days to sign executive orders, and Obama is reportedly looking at an outright gun confiscation of semi-autos and of national registration. And then when there's another shooting, even though statistically honeybees kill more people than mass shooters every year, they're going to ban whatever else has been registered. It's the Chicago, New York model. And I've got audio of him saying it, endorsing the Australian gun confiscation, which took everything but single shot. First they registered, then they took everything but single shot a year later. It's here. It's their, and by the way, you look at that mass shooting they had in Australia, in Tasmania, totally staged. The Port Arthur massacre, totally staged. Totally. Total proof. And that's, even that polls in Australia, the majority think it was staged. Ladies and gentlemen, they're coming. This is it. And I don't want it to happen, but when they're already tested it in California and New York. They're SWAT teaming veterans and gun owners with no criminal records, saying your neighbor was concerned that they said you have guns, and they just take your guns. And then they have government psychiatrists that don't even see you or interview you and say you're mentally ill. No judge, no jury. And that's the headline a few months ago in Bloomberg was gun confiscation begins in California. And they're coming with the armored vehicles, with the task forces. They have actuaries that they know a certain percentage of people are going to resist. You're going to be called terrorists. They're going to burn you down in your house. And then the civil war is going to start. I mean, and then by the way, for the police and military, I mean, whoa. I mean, this is horrible. And by the way, they're all going to sit there at the White House, and George Soros is going to sit there and watch all this unfold and watch everybody kill each other laughing about it. And I know I say this a lot because it clicked this morning why it freaks me out so bad. My grandfathers both almost died in the Army Air Corps fighting Hitler. And now a Nazi sympathizer who worked for the Nazis in Romania and other areas, George Soros, is trying to overthrow the Second Amendment, free speech, and funding a movement to have the Liberty Movement arrested. They're now calling for that and saying we're terrorists. An actual Nazi sympathizer that my grandfathers fought is now coming after me. I cannot believe how bizarre this is. The injustice of this, the evil of these people. Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of tyranny. That's what you see when you look at Obama. Kurt Nemo did a great graphic on the front page of Infowars.com that shows the seal of Homeland Security with an illegal climbing over barbed wire. They don't need to do that. You just get on a plane, get on a bus, give yourself to the Border Patrol, and they're not allowed to take you back over now. That's on record. You were brought in and then released. And if you can get here, you're basically legalized. It is by fiat, total amnesty, and advertising, come here, to collapse the borders and create a humanitarian crisis. And we've got border sheriffs, the head of the Border Patrol Union, and others saying this is amnesty by fiat. This is like Hurricane Katrina. Border sheriff likens influx of illegal immigrants to Hurricane Katrina. And under Reagan, the Army floated a plan via Colonel North, who was a Marine, but that's who brought forward the plan, to set up a deal with Latin America to basically flood the United States and use the Southwestern crisis to bring in martial law. And that's called Rex 84. I mean, I can pull up the Iran-Contra hearings where there's hours of them on YouTube. Colonel North, at your time at the National Security Council, Congressman Jack Brooks asked him, Democrat, is it true there were plans to suspend the Constitution and bring in martial law and put Americans in FEMA camps? And then Senator Inhofe goes, we will not touch upon that matter at this time. If you wish to, we will discuss it upon executive session. Said the Hawaiian. Those matters touch on a classified area. We won't discuss that at this time. I mean, all the planets are aligning right now for pure evil. I mean, I've told you, I feel the dread, I feel the concern, I see it, and now my spidey sense is just, oh, we now are talking to new recruits through Biggs' contacts and others. They're now telling new recruits in the Air Force and Army, you will be fighting Russians in Russia. And, of course, they always tell you, you're going to be fighting Vietnamese, boy, 2 years before the Gulf of Tonkin. You're going to be going to Vietnam, or you're going to be going to Iraq. They were telling them, you know, a year before Iraq. I mean, they're telling them you're going to fight the Russians. I mean, this is insane, ladies and gentlemen. Is Vladimir Putin trying to take my guns? No, George Soros and Obama are. And let me tell you, they got their chance to wreck this country. They're not going to want to miss out on it. They're going to make their move. And then the ultra-high treason. Kurt says U.S. Department of Homeland stupidity, and that's the view. You know, oh, they're dumb letting the illegals in. I'm not criticizing his piece. The folks that don't understand it are stupid in Homeland Security that just think they're inept. No, no, no. This isn't being done because they're stupid. It's what I started the show with. It's being done because it's the Department of Homeland Tyranny or Homeland Destruction. U.S. Department of Homeland Destruction. In fact, let's change stupidity to destruction. Up on Infowars.com with the great Kurt Nemo. I think he's probably one of the best graphics people we got, on top of a great writer and website designer. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we stand on the precipice. You know, I'm just here calmly saying, oh, Obama came out on CBS News and said we need to look at Australian-style gun confiscation. You know. And they're talking about, hey, let's have a war with the Russians. Yeah, that's another great idea. For no reason. George Soros bragged 2 weeks ago to the Associated Press that he's behind Ukraine, putting actual Nazis in charge. But that was such a backlash against that, they removed that guy that was appointed. And Obama kept calling it duly elected. Remember that? They finally did have an election. And even Belarus and others recognized it. And he is a guy that's liked by both sides. Maybe it's real. I don't know. He's not a Nazi. Our government wanted actual Heiling Hitler Nazis funded by George Soros. I mean, I really think Rod Serling is about to walk in here any moment, and I'm going to wake up from some 20-year dream I've been having, and this isn't real. I mean, who can come up with stuff like that? A Nazi collaborator who helped hunt down Jews and find their hiding places and sell them out wants my guns and my free speech and is financing the call for basically my arrest on national television? When we come back, we'll play the Obama clip, but it's up on Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, listen, folks. People that were Nazi collaborators hunting people down run our country. I mean, you can't make that up. Okay? I mean, that's how much trouble we're in, folks. They hate this country. They're destroying it. They're shutting it down right now, and it's on purpose. Out of my way, New World Order!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. And don't forget, all time Central, 7 o'clock, weeknights, InfoWars, nightly news. Find listings, intel, all the films, and more at PrisonPlanet.tv. We fight the construction of the prison planet with the InfoWar. Let me read you the headlines that are coming up at InfoWars.com. Fake conservatives terrified Cantor loss will embolden Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. Obama endorses Australian-style gun confiscation with video. This is red level, folks. It doesn't get any more ominous. Tea Party candidate topples House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Another article on that by Kurt Nemo. Iraq would not have an Al-Qaeda problem if the state allowed citizens to be armed. And I would add, if the state didn't go along with the West that put Al-Qaeda there to begin with. White House, Obama prepared to act unilaterally, again, using executive authority on guns, and says the model is Australia. Red level, that's gun confiscation. Illegal immigrants intentionally surrendering to Border Patrol to gain entry into the U.S., Border Patrol says. Russia is doing it. Russia is actually abandoning the dollar. This is the purposeful destruction of our republic. the demoralization of the Border Patrol, the demoralization of the FBI, the demoralization of the CIA, the demoralization of the entire Americana, the demoralization of the role of men, of the role of women. When you study an enemy, they want to demoralize you. Look at what the globalists do. It is classic attack. And then we have all their memos and manuals on record saying their enemy is the family. Their enemy is good institutions. Their enemy is honor. Their enemy is due process. Their enemy is free market. A group of hedge fund owners and mega bankers like George Soros sworn to run our lives. And I want to be clear. I'm not saying George Soros is even a Nazi. He's beyond that. The Nazis had their ideology and were very wicked, but committed. He is a traitor to everyone. He's a mental patient who has a high IQ, who just sees everyone to be used, and that's how he wins. A total sociopath who has a psychopathic icing on top, a hatred for America, a hatred for freedom. It was the Serbs that saved Madeleine Albright and her father when they bombed their country with DU and put Al-Qaeda in charge of a third of their nation. I'm not glorifying the Serbs. It was a war. They did some bad things, but the UN admits double the number of Serbs died in that decade-long NATO-run destabilization program that ended with the bombing of Belgrade. The UN admits double the Serbs were killed by the Croats and by the Muslims. I mean, they've been killing each other since the Crusades, folks. Old Crusade beefs. And our criminal government under Bill Clinton went and bombed him. And the leader, Slobodan Milosevic, who ended up getting killed in a UN prison before he could have a trial, came out and said, "Why are you doing this, Madeleine Albright? We saved you, you and your family, from the Nazis." And the Nazis invaded that area and killed hundreds of thousands. And they couldn't beat the Serbs completely. Forced in from Navarone's a fictional movie, but it's based on stuff that really went on in Serbia. I mean, that's what I mean. These people have no honor. They have no fealty. They don't even have a gang mentality. They're worse than that. They have nothing. They have nothing. This is who's going to run our society? People that want to wreck everything so they can rule it? Headline, Obama endorses Australian-style gun confiscation. President ignores dropping gun crime, applauds Australian gun confiscation. And we've got the graphs and more. We're going to add some more graphs in the article as it's going viral. The FBI's own crime statistics, 52% drop in gun-related crime since 1992 through 2011. They released the numbers in 2013. And boy, did they sit on them. They sat on them for over a year when they already had them. Everybody knows that carjacking stopped in Dallas when they passed concealed carry within 1 year. Carjacking's happening every day. Everybody knows carjacking stopped in Austin that we're going on here every week. Now they happen maybe once a year when the concealed carry went in. Everybody knows they stopped in Florida and the muggings of women jogging stopped when there were a few cases of women shooting criminals with 25s or 22s they had in their fanny packs. Criminals are cowards. They want you disarmed. And Obama is a criminal. The globalists are criminals. They've disarmed everybody else but the Swiss and us. And they're coming, ladies and gentlemen. You know the person at Walmart that died? You never hear why they shot some random person at Walmart, the supposed Joker shooter, who looks like he's totally under mind control in the new video that we found online of him as the Joker that's up on Infowars.com. It turns out it was a concealed carry person that began shooting at them and probably shot them. The narrative of them shooting themselves, who knows if that's true, because the message to police is you will not talk about what really happened. The person that died was a CHL person that started firing on them. Bare minimum till the police could get there and they weren't able to go on their killing spree to kill more people, if you believe the official story. But see how they control it? It's buried in the local paper and in the police reports that it was a CHL person that started firing on them when they began firing. A hero emerges from the horror of the Las Vegas shooting. GunSaveLives.com. The actions of this carrier may have allowed other shoppers to escape the armed, the area unharmed. And that's what the police have said. That's a police quote. How much you want to bet that this person winged them so they threw a fit and then ended up shooting themselves, even if they really were the shooters? And again, if you have people that stage Fast and Furious, blame the Second Amendment, CBS News, they would stage this. So if you've done it before, I mean, if somebody's your next-door neighbor and they're a three-time convicted rapist that just got out of jail after 25 years, and then somebody gets raped the next day after they move in, and the guy doing the raping was wearing a mask, who's the suspect? You know, if you say to your neighbor, your other neighbor, hey, I think that new guy might have been who raped Sally down the street. We ought to call the cops and you know, have they questioned him? Your neighbor would say, yeah, you're right. We should call the police. Oh, but I come out and say, people that have been caught staging stuff before might be involved in this. Oh, my gosh. Alex Jones is unbowed. That's what MSNBC said. You know what? I am unbowed. That means undefeated. I don't care what you lecturing, ninny, nanny state fascist posing as liberals sit up there in your little studios with no audience. The only reason you're important is because you're reading White House talking points on record. So I take it serious. This is directly from the White House. And you notice Obama's going with the gun grab now off these shootings. You got a Democrat shooting people on Facebook, liking the Democrats, liking MSNBC, liking the Young Turks. I don't blame them for the murders of the spoiled brat Hunger Games guy, even if that was real. We don't know. Might have been. Fits the MO. Devil worshiping Pib. Spoiled rotten Pib. And I'm not knocking other people that dress black. I wear black all the time. I like black. The point is, it's a certain subtype. We're going to get to our guest here in a moment who's going to be with us right up to the next hour, and I appreciate him being on hold. Before I go any further, though, I want to play this clip of Obama. I mean, this is such a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. And this is happening because they know the Tea Party is about to totally take over the entire Republican Party. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz could easily get elected president. And it's over. We will be able to right the country, fix it, get us back on a good financial course, cut taxes, get out of debt. We could save the country. And a lot of the elite aren't totally evil. They don't want to wreck the country. There are a lot of boss hogs and people that are corrupt, but they're not evil. They're not wanting to wreck things. It's the psychopathic globalists that hate America and hate our strength and hate Texas particularly. They admit that. They hate this state so much. It's an archetype. They want to destroy a symbol of male honor, of chivalry, of not being afraid. That's why they say they're going to take down Texas. That's the main Democratic goal. Because it's Texas that continues to oppose them. I mean, this is like living in a movie, folks, but it's real. House Majority Leader Cantor defeated in primary. In an upset, the majority leader who worked with Obama has been soundly defeated by an unknown economics professor, David Bratt. And again, in every case, 90%+, the incumbent Republicans are gone. Gone, 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 gone. Go play golf, you smug corporate lawyers that think you can BS your way out of this anymore. We're going to elect doctors and engineers and veterans and patriots and preachers to office. It's over. The restoration's coming. They may overturn the chessboard, start a civil war. You're going to lose that, too. Don't take our kindness and our reserve as weakness. We're doing everything we can to not let you have your civil war. Now, you know, thousands of articles a day saying I'm behind the shooting in Las Vegas, that I need to be shut down, that I need to be investigated, that I need to be looked at, that I'm to blame. MSNBC, CNN, all of it. Okay, they're coming after me. State-run media. Because they can take Alex Jones down, Drudge is next, WorldNet Daily's next, and then everybody else. And then the free speech. And then your bank account. Telly Blackwood. Telly Blackwood. I'm always saying Kelly Blackwood. I've interviewed him many times. Twitter.com/ I am Leatherface, the famous wrestler. One of the most famous wrestlers, say in the top 20 easily, that folks have grown up watching. And he's also been in a lot of TV movies and a lot of major films. He's a very successful actor in his own right. He's on with us, and I appreciate him coming on until 5 after next hour. He got a DHS visit where they walked right into his house, past his girlfriend, because he'd burned some toast and the front door was open. He was in the back door with his garden. He'll tell you the story. With two guys in black fatigues with their hands on their hips, with a big guy in a suit asking him about Alex Jones and other things. And this has happened to other people, but they never want me to talk about it. And this is just meant to be a message to me. Well, I mean, I'm right here, FBI, Secret Service, ATF, State Police. I mean, you've been here before. All I'm doing is trying to not have a civil war and have freedom and not get cops killed. So I'm blamed because I want to stop the civil war that's going to kill hundreds of thousands of you and hundreds of thousands of citizens. Because I'm trying to stop it, I'm blamed with it. Anybody that listens to this show or anybody that spies on it knows the truth. And if you want to sign on with George Soros, the New World Order, go ahead. I've made my decision which side I'm on in history, and so is Telly Blackwood. Telly, thank you so much for coming on, sir, today. Tell us what happened to you yesterday, please, sir.
Greetings, the evil Dr. Jones. As of yesterday, waking up and enjoying my little morning in the garden out here, there was the most really smoky in the house. We had both doors open, and I guess at some point in time, probably around 9:30, two men so fatigued and that bigger guy in the suit came to the door and asked my girlfriend on the couch there, is Telly Blackwood here? And she kind of said, yes, but it was really easy to see me out through the back door there from the front, sitting on the ground there digging. And they pretty much just invited themselves in right away, and she didn't say, yeah, come on in. She just said, yes, kind of looked back where I was.
And you were engaging in a primitive, pro-human activity of agriculture. That probably freaked them out right there, because that's a sign of, gardening's a sign of, I'm serious, it's a sign of evil to them. Go ahead.
It's all organic, too, so I mean,
whoa. Sure, I'll
probably melt them. Oh, yes, that's a crime. Anyways, they make their way back out here, and I'm kind of, my back's turned to the door, and I'm not really expecting this, and all of a sudden I turn back and there's three guys right behind me, so you know, my big old self.
And Telly, speak up a little bit. Speak up a little.
Okay. I hop back as soon as I notice these guys come up behind me, and he immediately flips out a badge, but like I see it's a DHS, you know, symbol, whatever. He does it real fast and flips it, and he's all on Mr. Blackwood. Asking questions for you.
I would say, what's your name? Let me have your card. You know, where's your warrant? What are you doing in my house? I'm not saying you're wrong. I understand they snuck up on you. That's why they do that.
Yeah. Then the thing is, well, last question is for you. You currently own any firearms and are any kind of antidepressant drugs, and your name is Xanax and a couple other things. So I'm just sitting here like, what the hell are these guys? What is this? And the thing is, well, so instead of answering those questions, I just ask them simply, my question for you, do you have a warrant or you know, a reason why you're here? And I'm just kind of totally confused, and he started blurting out some kind of code with a number and a letter at the end of it, and I have a right to investigate and talk to you and be here, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, they have a right to come knocking your door and try to talk to you. You have no responsibility to talk to them.
Yeah, well.
But he should not have walked into your house. I would file a trespass complaint on record.
So I asked him, well, do you have a warrant or just who let you in? You know, then he just kept mumbling to me and then went ahead and ignored my question and asked me, what is your affiliation with Alex Jones? And he named a couple other names real fast. I think the third name was Lewis or something like that. I didn't recognize any of the names. So I said, well, I'm a filmmaker. I do some little things with him here and there. You know, I'm a patriot. I mirror, their articles, and I'm into real journalism. that was pretty much it. And at that time, my girlfriend poked her head out the door, and I told them, you guys got to leave, and this is the end of it, And they pretty much told her, as soon as I said, record them, they pretty much told her, pointer, you cannot record us.
By the way, on your own property, total First Amendment, and if it's in public, you can film, so they try to tell her, don't film us.
Oh, there's no such thing as the First Amendment, Alex. But anyways, so I told her, yes, film anyway, it's a private property. And so immediately right then, she's already kind of shaken up, like, what in the world is going on here? So right then, he just kind of looked at us, we'll be watching you, Mr. Blackwood. Then they walk out with these two big snarling thugs in the fatigues. And so then they kind of stormed their way out, and I'm just, I hadn't heard a phone. I try running and getting the GoPro cam and run out there and trying to get a shot as they leave, but I was just can make out there fast enough.
These guys are dressed up to play army, and they really want a war with us. I mean, I don't know. If they show up with two guys in black fatigues, I'm just going to start laughing at them. Like, give me a break, man.
I honestly thought
go join the army and fight Al-Qaeda that works for you. Literally. I mean, these people work for a government that runs Al-Qaeda. This is not our government. This is a group of collaborators. Even if they're not bad people, they work for an occupational, literal Vichy French operation.
I'm just really, you know, it's really confusing and really scary that they would just, you know, come in and do what they did.
Well, stay there, Telly Blackwood. I want to hear from you, actor, professional wrestler, and journalist, about this statement about we're watching you. Yeah, we know we're not in a free country. All right, we got Telly Blackwood, who's been a professional wrestler, Hollywood, TV actor. He's going full-time journalist now for his family. He was just telling me during the break for his son, I think he was saying. So that's what it comes down to, is just dropping everything to fight tyranny. And you can, and that's what it takes. See the long list of TV shows he's been on, movies, you name it. Very successful guy. Dropping it all, he just told me, to fight the New World Order, because that's all there is. There's no future if these people win. They're going to shut everything down. That's their goal. It's called Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven. The food babes popping in with a really exciting new initiative to try to clean up the food supply. And we have a famous comic book writer who's featuring some of my work. Annette Drudge carried it last week. And she writes about the archetype of the Joker. Why is it associated with so many senseless killings? It ties into all this and more. But before I go any further, we already have the lowest price on the best gravity-fed filters that cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, and hundreds of other compounds at InfoWarsStore.com. We're the biggest dealer in the world. We have the lowest price, 10% off promo code WATER, the entire ProPure family of stainless steel filters and their plastic BPA-free pitchers. Well, now you get 10% off, which is huge, the already lowest price, and a free $29.95 value stand for all of the units. Okay, folks, you can get the ProPure stainless steel stand free with all the units when you order it, normally $29.95. That special is now running at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. And that purchase helps you get high quality filtration system and support. Just totally committed information warfare kamikaze journalist. I mean that peaceful kamikaze. We are just going in. We're not stopping. We're committed. Balls to the walls. We're not stopping. This is it. We're committed. We're going all the way. It's done. It feels good. Dauntless, he lifted the slug horn to his lips in blue. Child Roland, the dark tower came. I want to read one more piece of poetry, and then we're going to go back to our guest. But you can also get the InfoWars Life Survival Shield, Super X2 Nascent Iodine, or the Classic Nascent Iodine Survival Shield, both proprietary. It's done amazing things for me and my stamina, my vitality. Just, it's unbelievably good. There's no other iodine like these two iodine systems that we have. InfoWarsLife.com. See which one is best for you. Or 888-253-3139. Nobody's got it from the deep earth crystals like we do. Find out why that's so important at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, you can also check out other great supplements at InfoWarsHealth.com. Evictus, out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. If the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Because that's what MSNBC said, is I'm unbowed. That's right. Until the end. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. William Ernest Henley. Go ahead, take us out to break. Tell us about your new journalistic endeavors. And one, I mean, what was it like when they looked at you and said, we're watching you? Well, you know what? We're watching you in Fast and Furious. We're watching you legalize all the illegals. We're watching you attack Russia for no reason. We're watching you commit crimes, buddy. We're not the bad guys. Stop making us feel like we're guilty and that you're the good guy. You're the bad guy. Go ahead, Telly.
Well, when he said that, you know, I guess it wasn't the first time I've heard that before, so it wasn't that much of a shocker. I mean, sitting there watching me. Yeah, okay, so you're really, yeah, so you have no lives. That's the things you could be doing. But yeah, we're watching them too. I don't think they realize that. I don't know. I mean,
now you describe these guys in black commando outfits with their hands. You said they were snarling at you. I want to hear about that and the new media endeavors you're involved with. Straight ahead, you'll have the floor. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We wish to be the captains of our own soul and destiny, free will given to us by the God of good. But the devils of control wish to end our free will and create an artificial consciousness, a programmable biological android race, a trophy to their victory against the species, as if they came from trillions of miles away from dark stars in the nebula of the Horsehead. But no, they came from our own planet, twisted and evil, turned over to the cheater's heart through their weakness. Destined to fall from the foundations of the earth. Let's go ahead and go back to Telly Blackwood. Telly, you've got the floor for the last 4 minutes of this segment. Tell us about some of the media stuff you're doing, where this is going. But first, why do you think they wanted to come to you and ask you about Alex Jones and say you're being watched when you've just entered some of our contests? We've interviewed you 4 or 5 times, like your work. I think it's just to intimidate you and to get the message to me.
I think it was mainly a get the message to you kind of thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure they would know you guys, the first person.
I didn't know there was a tyranny and they diesel people to death in federal vehicles and that they torture kids and run snuff film operations. I didn't know they could kill me and my family. I'm so scared now. I didn't know they were evil, Telly.
Well, the funny thing is, other than the guy talking in the suit, he's the only one that said any words. Two big thugs that sat there and snarled. But yeah, I guess they're in the black fatigues, not armed. It's plain black, fatigues, the boots, and short trimmed hair. And all they did is kind of have their hands on their hip or crossed behind their back, and just sort of snarled and tried to stare at me, not even blink the whole time. But I had a lot of military in the family and everything, so I'm not really that intimidated by someone just staring at me. You know what I mean? But just the fact they'll come in and try to. At first, I thought it was a joke. To be honest, I'm like, "What is going on here? Okay, where's the camera? Where's someone?"
Yeah, no. That's the problem: is them bugging their eyes out at you and radiating. They want to just rip your head off. I mean, they had this. The ATF came here one time, and there was this one really like big guy. But you could tell, he was like solid muscle, and he was just going, just looking at me, just. And I'm just like, it's just like God, the dishonor of these people. Dishonor. They're so weak. They think evil is powerful. They worship at that dark throne. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think so. I've been a wrestler for a lot of years, seen a lot bigger, meaner people than those guys. So them snarling at me as kind of.
They all cry for their mama in the end.
Yeah, everybody does. And we all go the same way and we all bleed the same color and everything. So, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I know it's an intimidation thing. I know they're trying to get a message to you or. Like I was telling Biggs on Facebook, I was saying, it almost feels too perfect. It's almost like they want me to go and talk to you guys and get this on there. What's the thought behind that? I'm trying to be paranoid.
No, they think we're all cowards. They think everybody will hear this and get scared. That's the whole thing. Better not listen to Alex Jones. Better not be involved. Why? They just lowered the borders completely. They're coming after our guns. If we don't expose it, then we lose everything. That's the thing. I'm not a hero. Telly, you're not either. We have to stand up against this. I mean, they're arresting Tea Party people. They're arresting Dinesh D'Souza. The IRS is going after Christian groups.
And look at Eric Holder putting his little Homeland Terrorist Task Force together with the FEMA camp and the NDA. What do people think that's for? It's not for good television. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think this is happening for?
Exactly. Tell us about the new show you're going to launch and the website with the news articles you're writing. You're welcome to write for us, but go ahead.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I started a little news line on Blackwood Says. I'd also like to get a little podcast together.
Sure, give us the web address of your articles.
Articles, I believe, is newsvine.com/Blackwood Says.
So Blackwood Says. We're going to talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on. Please do a YouTube video or something reporting what happened to you so it's all concise. And we're riding along with you, brother. It's a good thing they showed up. They don't like the fact we're exposing that terrorists took over the government and that Homeland Security runs Al-Qaeda. We'll be back. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are witnessing total and complete lawlessness by the federal government. We've had her set up for a week. She's launching another big initiative. Last time she did it with Subway, they took the plastic additive out of their bread. Now, a lot of other fast food places haven't done it, but she targeted Subway. They took it out. They said, we'll do it within 2 months. And then 2 months later, it's now out. That's great. I'd love to be able, when I'm out on the road, there's no really good food anywhere. You might be able to find a Subway. I'd like to be able to go to Subway and not eat the food and not get a headache an hour later. A hangover. There's the headline, Subway to remove dough conditioner chemical from bread. So there's an example, and she launched that on our show a few months ago and other shows, but it was launched here, and it was successful. So in the midst of all this evil, we're just here showing you the power of the people. The beer companies, the big ones, are putting some really bad stuff in the beer. And the way she does this is we can all learn from it because it's true. You target one company, and then that gets their attention, and then the whole industry has to change when one does it. If you just say, oh, the fast food industry is using these emulsifiers for fluffing in the bread and to make it last longer, that's a plastic precursor, really bad for you, also associated with infertility, no duh. That is such a cheesy 80s saying, no duh. Did I just say that? I thought it was cheesy when I was in fifth grade or sixth grade. The whole point here, ladies and gentlemen, is that we can affect things by voting with our dollars, voting with our euros, voting with our yen, our yuan. And if we change the way we live, even slowly, it will be so fulfilling. Each little step we take, that we'll want to take more and more steps. So that's what I've done with myself, losing 50-plus pounds. I mean, I got big, folks, 279 pounds. I'm down to like 225 pounds. Now I intend to lose another 25 pounds. But I can stand in front of the mirror now and barely have a little pot belly when I'm standing up. It's not even there. I mean, it is less than a third of the size it was, and it's with the same moderate exercise and with trying to eat organic and not eating any junk and not overeating and taking the right supplements. And it's just I could still work. I could still play hard. I can do everything, and it's just been incremental, and I've done it. It's taken a couple of years, and I intend to go all the way. Slow and easy wins the race. So don't think it's insurmountable being out of shape or whatever. I mean, Ted Anderson. And then I'm getting into the massive news, and our guest is joining us. And I hate to tell the story, but he says, no, please tell it. I want to help other people. Ted Anderson, I've known for 19 years, worked for him for 17 years, and he owns the radio network I'm on. So I guess I worked for him in that capacity through that deal. And I've met his folks before up at the office up there. It's beautiful right between Minneapolis and St. Paul. And his dad couldn't go fishing anymore, couldn't go hunting, didn't know who he was. So we got him on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. This is just, I didn't mean to plug something, but the truth also helps fund us, so I might as well while I tell the story. Just an example of health. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, totally organic, available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, discounted. You can get free shipping when you sign up for auto ship. And his dad, after 2 months on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the 90 essential vitamins and minerals and trace elements, the government only says you need, you know, 60 or something. It's actually 90 for it all to work together. And his dad went on it, and he's told the testimony, and his dad knew who he was again, had a short-term and long-term memory back, and basically wasn't even senile. It was just, but his doctor tested his blood and said, We got you on Coumadin, even though you've never had a stroke or heart attack. And what are you on to have vitamin K in your blood? I've told you, don't eat spinach and stuff. He goes, I take this stuff my son gives me. I got to get Ted on with an update on this. And within a month of being off Beyond Tangy Tangerine, he used to have open sores on his arms like so many other people have. That's scurvy. It's your body falling apart because it's not absorbing vitamin C anymore. You need it in liquid high dosages. That's all the medical research. Linus Pauling got a Nobel Prize for it. His dad basically had scurvy, folks. Don't eat these green vegetables because that'll do stuff to your blood along because you're already on Coumadin. We thin your blood with this, so don't have vitamin K because it thins your blood naturally. What? Take the drug, but not the natural thing. Don't eat spinach. Take a blood thinner. But now you can't have spinach because you take the blood thinner. And within a month, his dad didn't know who he was again. That was like a year ago. I hate to even ask. In fact, let's set Ted up in the next few days. If he'll come on and talk about it, I mean, it's just wild. And his mom said, no, we'll do what the doctor says because it's like a high priest. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, and they can help you get signed up if you want to be a distributor and get big discounts on that, or if you just want to buy. And that helps support the broadcast as well. 2.0 Citrus Peach Fusion. They have the original Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Pollen Burst Plus, and more. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I didn't mean to do that plug. I was talking about getting emulsifiers out of the bread. McDonald's still has it in their chicken McNuggets. It's the precursor of silicon. And, you know, it's just like, it's literally like taking your kids to Moloch and sacrificing them to the fiery altar. But instead you sacrifice your dad gets sacrificed to the doctor. What's this vitamin K is up in your blood? Are you eating green vegetables? I told you not to. You're on blood thinner. Yeah, don't thin your blood with a vegetable naturally. I mean, it's so crazy. Glyphosates cause, on record, estrogen-related tumors to grow. That's mainline literature for 20 years. You know, they make movies about it with George Clooney. And still, they say, why is breast cancer exploding, exploding, exploding? And you look at countries that introduce Roundup, suddenly their breast cancer goes off the chart. Their pancreatic cancer goes off the chart. Their prostate cancer goes off the chart. And everybody just keeps saying, give more money, pink, pink. I'll be at a restaurant. I'll be at the store buying something, buying a water hose, whatever. Would you like to give 10% of your bill extra for the breast cancer? I'll be at a restaurant. Would you like a pink martini for women's breast cancer? No. They'll look at you unapprovingly. Why? Don't you care? It's all this guilt culture using our goodwill. And I'll start giving them a speech. I'll go, you know the weed killer is the main cause of the increase of breast cancer. You know I've got daughters and a mother and a grandmother and a wife and all these people that I don't want to die or have their breasts chopped off. Don't act like I don't care with your fake guilt, which you've been programmed to shovel on me. And I'm called a terrorist and an extremist because I talk about it. Monsanto has settled for decades of dumping dioxin directly into creeks in a whole subsection of Anniston, Alabama, running directly into the blacks' well water. And then the numbers are just off the chart. Basically, everybody dies of cancer. And they knew, and they just dumped it right into the water. After all, it's just a bunch of black people. Do you know how evil Monsanto is, ladies and gentlemen? Their own engineers, CBC, BBC report, in 1999, their own people will not eat GMO at their laboratory cafeterias. These people are crazy. They don't care the nuclear reactors are leaking all over the country now. No one cares about it. They're nuts. And let me tell you something. If Obama tries a gun registration and they start SWAT teaming people that won't register, or they start witch hunts like they're already doing, it's going to cause the patriots to fight back, and then you will have them billed gun owners as terrorists, and folks, we're off to the races. And this is the false flag. The Civil War is the false flag. They know that the patriots are going to completely annihilate the police and military long term, and they know the military is going to go to a fortress mentality, take over the cities, and they got martial law right there, shutting off the rural communities. Here's Obama one more time. Obama claims gun violence off the charts. President ignores drop in gun crime. Applauds Australian gun confiscation. Headline up on Infowars.com.
My biggest frustration so far is the fact that this society has not been willing to take some basic steps to keep guns out of the hands of people who can do just unbelievable damage. We're the only society. We're the only developed country on earth where this happens. And
that's not true.
It happens now once a week. And it's a one-day story. There's no place else like this. A couple of decades ago, Australia had a mass shooting, similar to Columbine or Newtown. And Australia just said, "Well, that's it. We're not seeing that again."
Yeah.
And basically imposed very severe, tough gun laws, and they haven't had a mass shooting since. I mean, our levels of gun violence are off the charts. There's no advanced, developed country on earth that would put up with this.
How do you analyze? I'm skipping the network break. How do you analyze a 1 minute clip of pure lies like that? People aren't buying it, bud, because the mainstream media is dead. Nietzsche was wrong. God ain't dead. The mainstream media is, just like the Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's dead. And you just hadn't figured it out yet. The Pentagon came out and did admit it. They're running CIA psyops now. They're desperate, and they understand they're done. They want to bring in internet censorship. That's their new big game plan. But they banned everything down to single shots, and you got to have a license for that in rural areas. And they basically have banned, you name it, crime has exploded in Australian cities, mugging, stabbings, just like they have in England. Their crime rate's up over tenfold. Look it up. You are five times more likely anywhere in England, you can look these numbers up, to be mugged than you are in the United States. London is more dangerous than Chicago to be mugged, stabbed, beat over the head, killed, raped. If you fight back, they prosecute you. I mean, that's famous. They're trying to ban butcher knives now in England and the rest of the UK. Switzerland, everyone has to own guns by law, and they have grenade launchers at local caches in case the country ever gets overrun for the citizens to get. And no one's shooting or having grenade attacks. They have the lowest crime rate in the world. Now mugging is worse in London than in Harlem. London Daily Mail. See, told you. I told you about Anniston, Alabama, and they pulled up the articles and the statistics and the settlements. I mean, I'm not making any of this up. If you're a TV viewer, you can see them in live time. This is not scripted. They search engine everything I say, and there it is, okay? I mean, I don't make stuff up, okay? I don't have time to go in and tell you how the Port Arthur massacre was totally staged with a mind control wind-up toy, multiple shooters, whole nine yards. I mean, Anderson Cooper's been standing at the CNN Center saying he's in Sandy Hook, and his nose disappears. It's blue screen. I don't know what went on there, but it's fake. And top school security people that have run major universities and been national, you know, been on Nightline and Good Morning America have come out and said it's fake. Wolfgang Halbig. And he has feds and you name it come to his house and say, stop investigating. You better watch it. Why would they want him to stop investigating if he's a kook? No, he's a German who immigrated here as a child and became an American and loves his country and is an American. He's not a coward. That's who Wolfgang Halbig is. Just a man. And they're scared, and they should be. Because, listen, there's a million Wolfgang Halbigs coming. There's a million Alex Joneses coming. There's a million Jakari Jacksons coming. There's a million Telly Blackwoods coming. There's a million Adon Salazars coming. There's a million Paul Watsons coming and Ehon Watsons. You're not going to stop us. We want freedom. It's what we're meant to have. You've got to drive our humanity out of us and make us have a death wish so that we give up and don't care about ourselves and don't have any faith in ourselves. I mean, here's the man who runs Chicago, the murder capital of the world. The murder capital country is Mexico. Highest number of murders, look it up, in the world, 7 years running, Mexico. But there's no city in Mexico that has upwards of 15 gun deaths a week and 30-plus shootings per weekend like Chicago year-round. And again, it's the poor, controlled sectors of Chicago that run by the Democratic Mafia that have the high crime. You go to places right next door or suburbs where they have guns, the crime rate goes to some of the lowest in the country. Where you have welfare and the government system in Chicago, it'll be hell on earth and a mile away, low crime rate. Because there's law-abiding people, good people there, and they have guns illegally. And 5 years ago, the Supreme Court ordered them to let the citizens be armed, and they've not allowed them to be armed in Chicago lawlessly, just like they're lawlessly opening the borders up. And the media is going, jeepers, creepers. Why on earth, you know, are there hundreds of thousands of illegals a month pouring in now and military bases full of them? Because they legalize them when they get here and give them welfare. And Obama's advertised that. And the country's collapsing. There's 7 million people trying to get here. No country in history. And by the way, libertarians, I'm a real libertarian, okay, constitutionalist. And I'm going to go into our guest. But libertarians send me emails and I see, you know, Reason and others go, Alex Jones and people want statist borders. You know, but I don't like the police state. Why do you want a border then? Because if we didn't have welfare in this country and you couldn't come here and have your baby for free that's $30,000 and it wasn't advertised in Mexican newspapers by U.S. hospitals 20 years ago, still going, it's in the news today, come here and have your baby for free. Put your kid on a plane. If they get off, they'll give them a lawyer. They're legal. You can't say, oh, we're going to be wide open and free when you're surrounded by unfree, failed countries. Mexico is a failed state. You can't even go to Cancun safely now. There's a State Department warning on it. They can't even keep the rich tourist districts owned by the narcotics trafficking government safe. And the new bureaucrat class for the military and social services is going to be illegal aliens. That's in the Washington Times. They're now making them police officers, sheriff's deputies, military. That's the main minority force. By minority force, it's all minorities. By minorities, white, whatever. It's all subgroups in the military. But the largest one group, none of them are a majority, is illegals that were legalized into the U.S. military. This is globalism. We're being conquered. It has nothing to do with the fact that Latinos are coming into this country. That's the majority. That's just because that's the failed third world south of us, and we're now being failed as our power plants are turned off, as the taxes are raised, as the small businesses are shut down. The plan is to implode the country. But we can fight back, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why they're panicking. The blue blood, evil Republican leadership that helped write Obamacare as a giant scam to cheat and raise payroll taxes on poor people and set up death panels. House Majority Leader Cantor defeated in primary by Libertarian Tea Party candidate. Now, we've got her for the balance of the hour. I really appreciate her coming on, shifting gears into a whole other subject, but it's on the issue of taking action and winning. Is our guest, Vanni Hari, foodbabe.com, who you've seen all over national television. Very lovely, super smart lady. And she's launched a lot of initiatives. The most recent was, well, I'll let her tell you about it. Now she's launching another one with hopefully great success like the other initiatives. And it's a blueprint for all of us to have victory over our food supply, our water, and have the right to have access to things free from toxic chemicals mind and body bending systems. So tell us what's coming up in the next long segment. Thank you so much for coming on, and we salute your work.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me join. You know, I launched the Subway petition here a few months ago and won that within 24 hours. Now, I think this petition is going to be a longer fight because I am talking about secrets that have been held for decades from the beer industry. The beer industry right now is not allowed, or not required, rather, to disclose the ingredients in beer. However, the government allows a long list of controversial additives in beer. And so this secrecy and this mystery has to end. The fact that nobody has held these companies accountable in recent years, I think, is a big issue. And I think that as, you know, 4th of July comes up and everybody goes around the grills and starts celebrating the holiday and starts throwing back Miller Lite and Bud Light and Miller Coors and Anheuser-Busch brands, I think people need to realize they have no idea what they're drinking. We've been blindly drinking beer and not knowing what these companies are putting in our beer. And some of the things I've found out are downright shocking.
Well, they use it for social control, and Anheuser-Busch isn't even beer. For about 15 years, it's actually a chemical syrup. So folks need to understand, the reason I don't ever drink American beer now, unless it's from a microbrewery, is because it's not beer. You drink German or Mexican because they follow the old brewmaster things of England and Germany. And so I'm sure you're the big expert. Tell us about it when we come back. But this is the secrets of beer. Would you call it the beer conspiracy or fake beer conspiracy?
I think it's like the big beer cover-up, you know?
The big beer cover-up. Bingo.
We're drinking in the dark.
Yeah, well, all I know is when they changed the Budweiser recipe when I was in college, I got headaches when I drank it. And then I went and looked it up a while back, and oh, guess what? It's not Budweiser. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. I mean, they're just jacking with everything. Stay with us. The country is wide open. Borders are being lowered. Globalism is being launched in full scale.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
New Army and Air Force.
From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Army and Air Force recruits, we've got our reporters digging into this, are being told their next stop will be Russia. Unprecedented evil going on, ladies and gentlemen. But it's all okay because Obama's black and it's trending. Fund Al-Qaeda to attack Syria for 3 years. Then Al-Qaeda attacks Iraq. Got to take American liberties because of the Al-Qaeda threat. I'm Wolf Blitzer reporting from the Central Intelligence Agency, CNN. All right, I'm going to stop right there. We're talking to the Food Babe right now, foodbabe.com, Bani Hari. And she started it back in 2011 and has had a great effect with her victories, thanks to you out there, our victories across the board. Talk about what you've done with Chick-fil-A, Kraft, Whole Foods, Lean Cuisine, McDonald's, General Mills, Coca-Cola, Chipotle, and many others. I mean, this is really a good tactic you're using. How did you learn and develop all this? And then let's get into the secrets of beer.
Yeah, so, you know, I was like a sick child growing up my whole life. You know, my parents had come here from India, didn't know how to cook American food, and they wanted me to fit in like everybody else. So what did we do? We bought the packaged processed goods at the grocery store that are full of corn and soy and no nutritional value. We ate McDonald's for lunch, for dinner, for breakfast. I mean, I don't know how many Father's Days we went to McDonald's for their free breakfast. I don't know if they still do that or not, but we used to go every single year growing up, and Father's Day is coming up, and it just reminds me of that time period where, you know, if you do like a little coloring for your dad, you get a free, you know.
Totally sick ploy, like crack dealers trying to give crack to 10-year-olds at the playground.
Exactly. And, you know, I grew up that way and it was so detrimental to my health. I suffered asthma, eczema as a child, never felt well, always had stomach aches, you know. And then when I graduated college and got into the real world and started living this rat race environment, working for a big six consulting firm in a cubicle, traveling, being on their expense account, eating what everybody else was eating around me instead of controlling my own food and controlling my own destiny, I became really overweight. I became very sick very quickly, and I had to have, you know, an organ taken out of my body.
Oh, my God.
And doctors will tell you, oh, appendicitis is very random. It can happen to anybody, but I don't believe that. You know, appendicitis happens when your stomach is inflamed from all the stuff that you've been eating or treating your body with. And unfortunately, a lot of people are eating these new industrial food-like substances that are causing this inflammation. And I definitely was a victim of that. And so I decided in that hospital room back in December that of 2002, over 10 years ago now, that I would take control of my own health. I would figure out what's in food, how to eat the best food possible. And what I found out was shocking. Not only did I find out that majority of our food is made with genetically engineered ingredients, never tested long-term on humans, but I found out that all of these substances that are really cheap for the food industry to use are pumped into all of our food. And so I started to reject that. I said, no more corn, no more soy, none of this GMO stuff. I'm going to eat organic food. I'm going to start going to farmers markets. I'm going to find out what these chemicals mean on the back of packages. And when I found out that things like yoga mat material are in there and things like high fructose corn syrup that, you know, they find mercury in, and how, like, there's all of these different additives that are used to create addiction to food, like hidden MSG, I knew I didn't need to eat that anymore. And so I shunned all of those brands and companies long ago. And when I did that, something remarkable happened. Not only did I lose weight, but I've been able to maintain a nice figure for a really long time, doing nothing but eating real food. And also, all of my health issues as a child and as an adult magically went away. Alex, I'm talking about being on 6 to 8 prescription drugs, depending upon the season, to being on 0 today, being 10 years older and having less drugs as a 10 years older and having more energy 10 years older than I did 10 years ago when I started figuring this stuff out. And when I did this, everyone around me, my friends, my family members, they wanted to know the secrets. And so I started to tell them what I learned, and they were shocked. They were downright, they couldn't believe the information I was giving them on a day-to-day basis as I was traveling with them, you know, whether it be coworkers or with friends or family or at my mom's house.
The truth is, they've grandfathered for 100 years. I know you're an expert on this, but we've had other experts on speak about this. I don't get into beer. To be able to basically put drugs in the food. The additives are toxic. Many poisons are addictive. Aspartame, you name it, MSG. They are getting you trained to eat their processed food. And then they have, just like the tobacco companies, adding all these other chemicals to make it more addictive. It's just like tobacco companies, but with food. And
that's right.
And I've read the, you know, the books, the documents, we've covered it, where they brag about that. I mean, as you know, Colonel Sanders made Kentucky Fried Chicken take over because he found out the Japanese military couldn't get Japanese back in World War I to eat the cruddy canned food because Japanese like good, fresh seafood. So they learned to put MSG in it. It's totally toxic and tricks the brain. He brought that here in the 20s. The next is history. There's thousands of things they're doing, and here you are exposing it. Let's start getting into beer, the big beer conspiracy.
You know, because I care about the ingredients I buy and I bring in my home, and you can see my refrigerator back behind me, the one thing I didn't know what was in my fridge, because I have a husband and he loves beer, was beer. Like, I would look at the label and I knew nothing about it. And I couldn't believe that I knew nothing about it. And so I started to ask questions. About a year and a half ago, I started an investigation and I started asking the beer manufacturer questions about what's actually in their beer, what ingredients are allowed in beer. And when I found this book published called Chemical Additives in Beer, it's actually out of publishing. It was in 1982 that it was released. So it was so old, but it had this list of additives that are allowed in beer. things like MSG, things like carrageenan, which is linked to intestinal inflammation, high fructose corn syrup, caramel coloring level 4, which is considered a carcinogen in the state of California.
Yeah, the truth is Budweiser especially, it's just beer flavoring, sugar, and some alcohol they squirt in it. A lot of these companies aren't even doing fermentation now. It's not beer.
And they're not even using real hops either. One thing I found out that Miller Coors has patents on this thing called Tetra Hops. It's a hop extract. So it's the minimum amount of hops they can possibly use in beer. And so like a lot, there are actually health benefits to eating hops, but they actually take all those out when they start using these extracts. And so there's all of this mystery behind what people are drinking, and people around the world, it's not just Americans, people around the world are blindly drinking beer. And so I wanted to start a petition. I launched it this morning at foodbabe.com/beer, and over 11,000 people have already signed it in less than 3 hours. This is a big, huge issue, and I'm opening up Pandora's box for these beer companies. It's a $100 billion industry, and I'm scared to death right now. You have to have a lot of courage to go up against the beer industry, but someone has to do it. We have to stop this lack of transparency. We have to increase the amount of information consumers have so they can say, you know what, Bud Light Lime has high fructose corn syrup. I'm not going to buy that anymore. I'm going to go to this craft brewer, or I'm going to go to this organic brewer and get something of quality to bring it into my home and feed to my husband and my family.
And by the way, I mean, as we know, the microbrewers everywhere are now displacing, because people drink it and go, wow, this is beer, versus the toxic stuff that people are trained on. So beer drinkers have to get their friends off of the bad stuff. And just like you go to Target now, 5 years ago, all the ketchup, you know, had fructose corn syrup in it. It had all the bad stuff. Now it openly, you know, says organic. So it's across the board. We were getting the BPA out of the plastic. I think this is going to be even more explosive than your past operations. And I think we're going to force the big beer manufacturers to actually produce beer, because the corporate chiefs don't want to actually have to have brewmasters there and actually have to create good tasting beer. They want to just put a bunch of fake syrup together that tastes like beer with beer flavoring. You know, we want real root beer with real sarsaparilla. We want real beer that actually, you know, is organic and grows well. That's why they're losing such a market share. I saw the number that they've lost like 45%. Saw it in the Wall Street Journal last year in the U.S. of their market to micro and local brewers. The way they counter is to try to buy them up. But you know, no, why don't
the... People realize those microbrews taste better than the watered-down, sugary stuff that they're selling us in the typical, most popular beers, which is, it's really sad that, you know, the most popular beers still continue to be Bud Light and Miller Light, and it's because it's cheap, and people need to realize that because something cheap is cheap doesn't mean it's good and good for you, but they have such a huge marketing machine. I mean, just think about all the Super Bowl ads and everything else that they do on a normal basis to brainwash you into wanting these brands as Americans. And even people overseas, you know, I don't know how many times I've traveled, Alex, and I come across someone that's from another country and they think it's cool to drink Budweiser. And I'm like, no, you need to be drinking the beer.
No, it's crazy. I see all the Mexican immigrants up here and they're all getting Miller Lite and Budweiser. And I'm like, my God, this Mexican beer tastes light years better than the fake New World Order beer. But that's what they want. And then it gives you diabetes.
Yeah, one of the things I want to mention, you mentioned Mexico beer. Well, Corona was actually acquired by one of these big companies, and now they're using propylene glycol, something found in airplane de-icing liquid in Corona. So beware of Corona.
Incredible. I don't like Corona. I used to taste good when I was in high school, and now it hadn't tasted good in a long time. I don't drink a lot of beer. I don't drink a lot anymore, but you know, bottom line is that...
I think the most interesting part of this story is that right now the FDA does not regulate beer. The Treasury Department, who controls our taxes, is regulating one of the world's most popular drinks. I mean, it's third after water and soda.
Yeah, where's the FDA when they're harassing people that sell vitamin C pills and shutting them down? But then meanwhile, because the NFL's tax exempt, these big beer companies, they're all left alone because they're part of the control system.
Yeah, and it's really very shameful that the government has allowed this to happen this long. And I hope people support the petition, because I think if we can get millions of signatures, I really think this petition, if the companies don't act soon enough, I think this petition will be bigger than Subway, in the respect that, you know, in my other past efforts, because it's a global issue, and it's something that's been, you know, cloaked in secrecy for so long. And I
sure.
hope people
don't we need German beer purity laws that they've had for 500 years, nothing's new under the sun. There's been scams going on. I mean, look at the jungle. What is it? T.S. Eliot. I believe the true story about the Rockefellers would put chalk in the milk, just like they do in China, or melamine, and then babies would die. These scams have been going on forever, and there should be state laws, I think, that if you false advertise and call something beer and it's not, you know, you ought to get shut down. I mean, I'm sick of it. It's a fraud.
Yeah, it's an absolute fraud. I mean, the fact that high fructose corn syrup has any place in beer is just ludicrous. That caramel coloring, because they want to put caramel coloring in it because they don't want to spend the money on the right type of malt and the right type of hops, is a problem.
Upton Sinclair, you know, sorry.
That they're getting away with using these really cheap additives and calling it beer is a problem. And that's why I think this transparency is so important. Now, if you sign the petition at foodbabe.com/beer, Alex, I actually have a link to some beer approved beers, if you will, that have actually released their ingredients. We're starting to catalog beer manufacturers that are upfront about their ingredients and upfront about all of their processing aids, like isinglass, which is a fish swim bladder, and carrageenan that can disrupt the intestinal tract.
Well, I'll say it, bottom line, Bread and circus, gladiatorial events, sports, beer, it's all being used to control the population, and we need to get it to where it's unadulterated. Even if you're not a drinker, folks, you should not want fake beer being sold everywhere and these companies getting away with it. And this is a revolution, because this is pure Americana libertarian that the Food Babe is talking about, where we vote with our dollars and we vote by the decisions we make in our life. This is the type of thing, from the Second Amendment right through to national sovereignty, right through to globalism. Take your money away from the big establishment companies. That's why they've got initiatives to ban outdoor markets and all over the country, and to ban farmers markets and harass them with bureaucrats and inspectors, and to ban raw milk when it's so safe on record compared to regular boiled down fake milk that isn't even milk. It's like liquid cheese that's so bad for your heart. On every front, they're... Forbes asks, why is there a war on lemonade stands nationwide? Because they don't want kids getting the idea. You never see watermelon stands because the state police go stop them and go, you can't be on the side of the road selling watermelons. I mean they're shutting down normal human activity, folks, and creating a synthetic artificial consciousness is what I would call it.
Yeah, you know, the fact that we know more about what's in Windex and Coca-Cola than we do about beer just says it all. Like, it just says it all that, you know, that basically no one's out there safeguarding our food supply, our drink supply. They're not looking out for our best.
Remember the freak out last year when we learned that something like 70% of the fish isn't even fish and is fake? And the whole pink slime thing a few years before that. What I'm saying here is this, from what I've read and what I knew years ago, but you're quantifying it and really stating how incredible it is and mounting an initiative against this fraud. This is not beer. When you got a bunch of extracts and corn syrup and beer flavor, that's not beer. And it's disgusting. Just like they put MSG in the Doritos to make you eat more, they put MSG in a lot of these other beers to make you drink too much, too. I mean, you can't go out and drink 6 Grolsches that are, you know, real thick German-style beer or Holland beer. But let me tell you, you can drink 6 Budweisers easy. So it's meant to be gluttonous and to program the brain as well.
Well, you know, I cannot wait for these secrets to be revealed. I think these beer industry giants are going to be put under a lot of public pressure from not only you, Alex, and your program here, but I think the mainstream media is on this story right now. Just as I'm sitting here, the USA Today and Chicago Tribune and ABC News have released articles. And so this is something that's going to be a worldwide issue in 24 hours.
And you just launched this today or yesterday?
This morning, 3 hours ago.
My God. And you see, I mean, this is the power of the people. You're smart. You're intelligent. You're good looking. You're telling the truth. And with the power of the people and with this broadcast as well, I'm very honored that you come here right up front. You are changing the world and forcing MSM to follow what you're doing. And I know we've gotten a few thousand extra signatures just now. Go to foodbabe.com, folks. Sign the petition. I should shoot a video after the show today where I sign it. And everybody should shoot a video where you sign it. And what you're pioneering here, this form of activism, can spread into every other issue. I want to come back and ask you in the final segment, because I know you're using some well-known PR tactics and things, but you've been so successful at it, how you came up with this particular deployment of truth journalism and activism and that transcends left-right, that is just about pro-human. I mean, you are just such an amazing pro-human individual, and I just bless your soul. We're going to be right back with the Food Babe, foodbabe.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Yes, Obama is moving towards gun confiscation and announcing it. There's some really bad things happening, but there's also some good things happening. By the way, folks, for detoxing, as I got off all the bad food and started trying to eat healthier the last few years, is key to get iodine. The bad halogen, the area on the halogen table, all the different bad halogens, the bromine, the bromide, the, you know, the chlorine, that's in all the food and the water. The endocrine disruptors, what it does to your glands. Your thyroid needs the iodine, doesn't get it. And it needs the good, pure iodine from the deep earth crystals that no one else has. We went out and secured not seaweed-based iodine, which is very valuable and needed. We have come out with the actual X2 from 7 to 12,000 feet mined here in the United States and put it into an organic palm oil base. We've got videos coming out that actually shows it being ignited, turning into the purple gas, the purple crystals. It's just simply amazing. In fact, guys, get it from Rob Dew. He showed it to me yesterday. They have the footage of it in the beaker. They put it on a hot plate, and it ignites. And it's actually the purple gas of only pure iodine. And then that is injected into the palm oil and mixed in a secret process. Well, it's not secret anymore. Group's now showing the whole thing in this big stainless steel facility, Dr. Group. And you also then fund this operation when you buy the X2 Supernation iodine or the original Survival Shield or any of the other great products at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And please don't forget, for the next week or however long supplies last, we are going to give away free stainless steel stands, a $29 value, free with all ProPure water filtration systems, the best gravity-fed filters out there, 10% off with promo code WATER, already the lowest price. We're the biggest distributor in the world. Now you can get a free stainless steel stand on top of 10% off. That comes out to close to 20% off, ladies and gentlemen. Available right now. Well, it's even more on some of the inexpensive units. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Vonnie Hari, you get me so excited I run over you when you're on. But we'll get you back on in a week or so to see the effects of this. But tell us how specifically how you've been so successful and hopefully how others can duplicate PR campaigns for liberty that really changed the world. I mean, it's a big deal.
And, you know, it's so funny because I've had no media or PR training or anything like that. You know, I was a debater in high school that knew how to research. And so I've been able to use that, those skills, in order to research this information. And so when I started to research this and started to put it on the blog, you know, what I found out very quickly is when you tell the truth, when you tell information that hasn't been told anywhere else, that when you discover new things about how companies are treating people or what how they treat you when you call them or how there's certain things that you wonder about, you wonder if other people are wondering about too. If you make those ideas known in a big way, whether it be, you know, your own Facebook page or on your own Twitter account, or maybe it's on your Instagram, like where ever where people like in the world can see this, it has the opportunity to get shared. And I think that's one of the most valuable lessons I learned early on, was when I started talking about the injustices in within the food industry, people wanted to share this information. They wanted to not only safeguard themselves with the information I uncovered, but they wanted their friends and their family to know as well. And so these campaigns that I launch are specifically targeted to increase the amount of discourse we have in this country about food ingredients, about what's happening to the food supply, about the lack of transparency in these food and beverage companies.
Why are you being a conspiracy theorist? There's no additives in the food. Everything's fine.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I think our friend Mike Adams recently talked about how being a conspiracy theorist is actually a good thing, and not being one means you're pretty much dumb, because if you don't question things, you never really get down to the
bottom. Hey, I know you got to go. Can you do 5 more minutes with us in 1 minute? We'll find out during the break. Folks, third hour coming up. Gun confiscation news, all of it. I'm Alex Jones. Tell friends and family, tune in. Is she good? Come back. 5 more minutes. We'll find out in just a second. Good.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, the total collapse of our borders. Obama moves towards gun confiscation. He says he wants Australian-style actions. He said, I'll never come after your guns. Now he says, I want Australia style. This is huge. Right now, let's go back to the Food Babe, foodbabe.com. Other points that need to be said, because you were getting into the fact that it's good to be called a conspiracy theorist. That's like being called a heretic when, you know, people 500 years ago, 600 years ago said the earth wasn't flat. I mean, it's like being persecuted by the Nazis. I mean, that's a good thing that you weren't for the Nazis. I mean, this is the new term they've used for 30 years. It doesn't work anymore. So final comments.
Yeah, it doesn't work. You know, and there's no conspiracy about this. The only conspiracy that's happening actually is within the beer companies, how they've lobbied the Treasury Department and the government to keep this information secret from us so they can continue to make really, really big bucks. I'm talking billions of dollars by selling us cheap, harmful chemicals to us. And, you know, what's really important here when people start to think about these issues is that one signature, one voice can magnify thousands. And so I just beg everyone to go to foodbabe.com/beer and sign the petition, because if we get millions of people behind this, these companies have nowhere to hide anymore. Because if people know about this information, they stop to buy those brands, they start buying other brands, or maybe they stop drinking beer altogether, which I did as a result. You know, and this is what increases the health of the nation, the health of transparency in our food environment. And I think, you know, by doing these type of campaigns led by, you know, someone like myself, and I hope others have enough courage to do these type of campaigns on their own and their own blogs, I think we can really take over the world, because there's more people than there are that work at Monsanto and that work at these beer companies. And there's more people collectively that pay for their products, that we can actually take back the ownership and start voting with our dollars and doing the right thing. And, you know, before the break, Alex, you asked me, you said, you know, what do you think has made your campaign so successful? And I just want to reiterate the fact that make your voice heard, tell the truth, and ask your friends and family to share it. Like, ask them. They said, you know, tell them, like, this information is so important. Will you share it with someone you know that drinks beer or know that eats GMO corn every day in the form of, like, Subway sandwiches or whatever? You know, someone that you know, and everybody knows someone, right? Everyone knows someone who's drinking Miller Lite or Bud Light. Like, everyone I know knows somebody, whether it's your college kid that's in college at a college party, or if it's your dad, or if it's, you know, your neighbor, or it's the person that brings the brew to the next barbecue. We all know someone drinking these brands. shoot, just walk down the street and go into a bar and start telling people the truth about what's really in your beer.
And say, hey, bro, you know why, you know, beer gives you such a big belly? It's the high fructose corn syrup that's been in there for 30 years. You know, you ought to drink a local brew. And say, look, I'm not henpecking you. I care about you. Yeah, and people will be very thankful.
And, you know, I think...
You can also say, hey, did you hear about the food bait? Man, she's smoking. You ought to check her out. And she discovered all this stuff that's in the beer. They want to keep it secret.
That's exactly right, you know. And, well, the thing is a lot of people, I know the haters are going to come out. And what they're going to say is they're going to be like, oh, Food Babe wants to take away our beer. She's trying to make a mountain of a molehill, you know. And I'm not trying to do any of that.
Hey, if that's the case, show us what's in it. If that's the case, tell us. Because, I mean, there should only be 4 or 5 ingredients in beer.
Right.
There shouldn't be 20.
And I'm not targeting the government. You know, the government can continue to be the most dysfunctional thing that's ever existed like it is today. You know, I'm not targeting them. I'm targeting these companies that have the power to make these decisions in a heartbeat. They could get their ingredients online tomorrow.
That's why you're so successful, because you're bypassing the bureaucracy, going right to the culprits and calling them out. We salute you, Food Babe. Great job. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thank you, Alex.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, folks, now into hour number 3. And we have coming up at the bottom of the hour, a very popular comic book illustrator and writer who's worked for DC, you name it. She's done one on Snowden. And I'm in the comic, Drudge linked to it last week. It got a lot of national attention. But she's also done some study into the iconography and archetypes of the Joker and why it's associated with so many senseless murders. And now some other comic book characters as well. We're not blaming the comic book characters. It's like, what is in the psychology of these people? That's coming up. Now, before we go any further, there is just so much news, but I'm going to be honest with you. Obama coming out on CBS Nightly News last night and saying that we need to do what Australia did. You know, they didn't put up with it. They had one shooting and that was it. The guns were gone. I mean, they confiscated it. They had full auto, semi-auto. They took everything but single shot with a special license. And he wanted to say, we have an epidemic of mass shootings. No, we don't. We have the media hyping them where the car backfires now. They shut down half a city. Or one supposed terrorist is on the run So you lock down all, you know, half of Boston and point guns at blonde-haired women and black ladies that don't fit the description. You know, one guy's running on the loose, Dorner, shooting a few cops. It's terrible, but and they lock down half of Southern California and shoot up black people's cars, black women's cars, blondes' cars, white men's cars. Look nothing like him. I mean, it reminds me, you take somebody who's never gone deer hunting before and they get buck fever and, you know, they shoot the first doe that comes out and you're like, man, we're not shooting doe, we're shooting bucks. Well, I thought it had antlers. You take people buck fever out, I've heard of them shooting people's cows across a fence. I thought it was a deer. They want to shoot something. And you've got a percentage of cops that are like that and they just want to shoot somebody. And the system defends them. The system is out of control, folks. It protects failure. It protects screwing up. We didn't have hardly any nuclear reactors leaking 30 years ago, and we had more of them then. 93% of U.S. reactors are leaking. Look it up. Department of Energy, leaking. They turn the alarms off now. Used to in Minnesota and California. And if radiation came out and they had to off-gas it, they would have announcements. Radiation has been released. Check local news for details. Radiation has been released. Because by law, they're supposed to tell you. Well, they just ignore the law now and made an announcement. It was in Southern California at one plant last year. Yeah, we're turning the alarm off because it's scaring people. It's going off every week. They just dump radiation into the water, into the air now. Crazy. Cops don't get in trouble when they shoot up a car that doesn't even match the description with two blondes driving it because they thought it was Dorner. They didn't get in trouble. You want someone out there? Well, they were scared. Well, Ben, that's not the type of guys you need then, is it? It'd be bad enough if they shot some black guy that looked like him for no reason. But you could argue, well, it was a big black guy with a shaved head and a truck that looked the same, and it was a cell phone. We thought it was a gun. Well, it'd be a tragedy. You'd have to pay out a bunch of money. There'd have to be an investigation. You wouldn't get fired for that because at least you thought of it. How do you shoot up a car with two blondes in it? Or a nerdy white guy in broad daylight? And then no one gets in trouble. It's just, you're all dressed up in army outfits and you're lusting after this great, glorious war you're going to have with the gun owners and the veterans. I mean, that just sounds horrible. And they're telling the cops, you will face veterans. They will bomb you. It is coming. That's mainstream news. We told you first years ago, it's mainstream news. They're training, NORTHCOM's training to fight veterans. And they're going to start fights with veterans and veterans are going to go haywire. If it really kicks off, I think as much as 10% of veterans are going to pull guns off the shelves, off their gun racks. It's just unbelievable. The world is never going to see anything like this. There's never been anything like this that's about to happen if this kicks off. And I'm doing everything I can to try to stop it. And I am deader than a box of nails if this thing goes off. They're going to come after me like that. So believe me, I'm in the boat with the cops. I don't want them to die. I don't want to die. I don't want this to happen. But George Soros and the globalists are going to sit up there in their ivory towers with all their bodyguards when they want our guns. And they're going to have you who they hate, the military and the police. They hate your guts. They know you're libertarian, most of you. Most police I know are more informed than the public by far. They hate your guts. And they're going to start this civil war, and it is going to be a nightmare. That's their plan. And then riding in on his white horse like Napoleon, like Lincoln, here comes Obama. Oh, he'll crush the Tea Party. He'll crush the terrorist. They'll crush Alex Jones. I mean, I'll just say this. I'm not going after anybody. But if somebody pulls up and starts shooting at me or whatever, I'll have to defend myself. And I'm not afraid, actually. I'm afraid for my children, and I'm afraid for this country of simple-minded people that have no idea what's going on. I mean, we're living in something 10 times past a James Bond movie. I mean, this is epic what's going on. Epic. epic upon epic upon epic. This is the fall of America, for real. For real. With a bunch of crazy communist ideologues working for Goldman Sachs and big banks who think they can run a communist ideology takeover and that it's going to work. I mean, my God, this country is going to blow sky high. By the way, if you were ever going to evacuate the United States, now is the time to get out of here. I'm staying. But, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to go overseas and report on what's going on in the info war, that might be a good time. I mean, and all the rich people, most of the rich people, they've been pulling out for 5 years. That's in the news. And buying armored redoubts all over the world because they know. I mean, they have just, billionaires are freaked out when they hear even part of this plan from the globalists. I mean, they're like, what? You're going to have a civil war with 170 million gun owners, mainly veterans? You're going to try to hunt down all the veterans and kill them in re-education camps, as the FBI discovered with Grothjohn, Grafwald, back when the FBI wasn't completely out of control? I mean, my God, listen, you're going to force millions of people to fight to the death. I mean, do you have any idea what that's going to look like? I mean, you're going to need a lot more armored vehicles. That's all. I mean, you could have a million of them. It isn't going to help you. You could put one guy in each armored vehicle. That's not going to help you. And you know that. You're not stupid. So, are we going to let this happen? I sure hope we can stop it. Believe me, I lie awake at night. I wake up in the morning, and I brush my teeth, and I hug my children, and I cook dinner, and I think about this. It's all I think about. And I think about how I'm not up to the challenge. But any man trying to save his family and save his country is going to have that feeling. I'm just doing what I can, and I'm trying to be as real with you as I can, and I'm trying to be straight shooting here and just really talk to people. We're going to lose everything. You're going to see the fall of America, and you're going to see the equivalent of a Red Terror, Lenin-level 1917 takeover in this country. They're going to do it. We got to stop them. And let me tell you, you don't stop them with a mentally ill-looking guy dressed up like a Joker supposedly going and shooting two cops and somebody else, a concealed carry that tried to stop him, probably killed him.
Two cops that were fathers.
That's what the enemy would do. That's exactly what I would do if I was the globalist. And I said they would tailor-make something like this to set me up, and I've seen it coming. I don't know if it's real or not, but boy, it sure came right on time, didn't it? And it's going to make the cops get all paranoid and flip out, draping their bodies with Gadsden flags. So when cops see Gadsden flags, they freak out, go wild on the Tea Party. And they send out their MRADs and microwave guns to the Tea Parties. They just want us to get in a fight. And folks, if they can get it done, there are going to be a lot of dead people.
A few weeks ago, we made a video compilation about Jay Carney and all the lies. So I figured, why not hear him from the man himself? This is a video of President Obama's broken promises and lies to the country. Enjoy.
That's Joe Biggs.
The way to make government responsible is to hold it accountable. And the way to make government accountable is to make it transparent so that the American people can know exactly what decisions are being made, how they're being made, and whether their interests are being well served.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
And we don't like federal agents poking around in our libraries in the red states.
We'll close Guantanamo.
I am less interested in passing out blame than I am in learning from and correcting these mistakes to make us safer. For ultimately, the buck stops with me.
$30,000 for every man, woman, and child. That's irresponsible.
It's unpatriotic.
The last thing we should do is raise taxes on the middle class.
You will not see your taxes increase one single dime.
You will not see your taxes increase a single dime. I repeat, not one single dime.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. And so I respect the right of lawful gun owners to protect their families. I respect that.
That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime.
And as for those programs we do need, I'll make them work better and I'll make them cost less. We'll save billions by cutting waste and improving management and strengthening oversight. And I will finally end the abuse of no-bid contracts once and for all. I'm in this race to tell the lobbyists in Washington that their days of setting the agenda are over.
That's why today I'm pledging to cut the deficit we inherited by half by the end of my first term in office.
Guantanamo, that's easy. Close down Guantanamo.
No more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war.
Do you promise not to use presidential signage to get your way?
Yes. This is part of the whole theory of George Bush, that he can make laws as he's going along. I disagree with that. I taught the Constitution for 10 years. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress.
Wherever and whenever I can take steps without legislation to expand opportunity for more American families, that's what I'm going to do.
That's 3 minutes from InfoWars Nightly News last night. That was 30 minutes. Then we had about an hour of extra broadcasting after that. The news is 30 minutes, but then when we have extra stuff, it goes into overdrive. For PrisonPlanet.tv members. By the way, if you go to DrudgeReport.com, it has the best overall coverage of the collapsed border, the end of America. And we're having to get leaked photos by Breitbart with someone inside who's taking photos of the tens of thousands of illegals massing in Houston, bases in San Antonio, Dallas, you name it. We've got reporters, I'm not going to say which one, but we've got reporters that are going into a base in the next 3 hours. We'll have news tonight on that and tomorrow. So I'll just tell you right now, we got reporters going into one of these. And I may have to, you know, get them out of jail or have to deal with the military tonight, but we're just press going in and we're able to get in and they'll act like we're totally evil. But we're not. And whenever I tell folks what we're doing, that's my MO, because we're the good guys. What are we hiding? Whenever Bergdahl comes to San Antonio, we're going to have reporters down there for that. So get ready for that here at InfoWars.com. Up at DrudgeReport.com, Sheriff likens influx of illegals to Hurricane Katrina. Arpaio worries of diseases being brought in. Oh, it's been happening. Illegals flagging down Border Patrol to gain entry. That's what they are now, as a chauffeur to deliver them to the welfare rolls. Illegals flagging down Border Patrol to gain entry. Central American newspapers tout Obama amnesty, tell people how to get here. Danger, conditions deteriorate at Arizona shelter. And this is a reason to totally legalize, is because we're already so flooded they're starving. Widespread sexual activity. ISIS says flood going to mean children dying. Of course it is, but the whole world's told it's America's job for American taxpayers to pay for your kids. Border agent issues plea for help. That's InfoWars.com. Very powerful article. Paper, influx threatens to transform nation. That's the plan. They want totally unwashed, sick, with no education. They don't want the smart immigrants from these countries, the engineers, the scientists, the hard workers. No. They don't want the folks that come and work in the fields. They want welfare queens. They want little kids to become Obama bots. I mean, this is the implosion of the country. This is happening now.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let's shoot.
He would always
Blair.
Win by bang, bang. He shot me down, bang, bang.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine. It's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964. To do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played on people's side. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Now he's gone, I don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are joined by Valerie D'Orazio, who's a very successful illustrator, writer, blogger, worked for DC, IDW, MTV, Valiant, Moonstone, Blue Water. Her comics include Beyond Edward Snowden's, Punisher Max, Butterfly, X-Men Origins, Emmy Frost, and a lot more. She's been interviewed by CNN, MSNBC, Reuters. I won't go over the whole deal. Everything from New York Daily News to Mother Jones. Her Skype just dropped. We're getting her back on. But the reason I like to have artists and activists on is we had a lady on last hour for 30 minutes who's the food babe and who is never had PR training, we just learned, and is doing effective things to make them take plastic out of bread at fast food chains that causes all sorts of problems, to make them take chemicals out of beer, you name it. Well, what happens when the artist, successful people, like the actor we had on the first hour being persecuted by Homeland Security, Telly Blackwood, he's going journalist full time. And I mean, he's been a top wrestler, you know, big wrestler, big movies, you name it. He says for his family, he's just for his son, he's just not going to do that anymore. He's going to become a journalist full-time and fight them. He doesn't care about making money. See, that's when the New World Order loses, folks, and that's why they want to censor us now. We're going to go to Valerie as soon as she reconnects. I haven't plugged this since it came out 2 days ago. I should. We sell them at cost in bulk at InfoWarsStore.com. Death of the Internet. We now have the latest global edition, June 2014 of the magazine, Death of the Internet. It is here. It is available. And you can buy them in groups of up to 10 to 100. And people pay attention to print because stuff's going out of print now. It's like a big color book you can buy for $1 a piece. You hand them out to friends and family. It's full of the plan to kill the internet uncovered and the 10 ways they're doing it. It gets in article after article so that people can understand. With all the great graphics, I mean, this is a world-class magazine, and it gets into who's really spying, how it's working. It's got comics in it. You name it. It just covers so many important issues, how the FCC is moving to take over talk radio and the internet and digital print. All of it. Powerful health information. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to Valerie D'Orazio. We just got her back here in a moment. Finally, this hour is brought to you by the great folks at MyPatriotSupply.com. You go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their really big specials of the week and of the day and a lot of other great preparedness items. It's non-GMO, high quality. It's the choice I use for my and my family. You can call them 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927. My Patriot Supply, great customer service, great patriots. FEMA tried to buy up all the food they had last year. They said no and went public when other food producers didn't and didn't tell the public. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. With all the crazy stuff going on in the world, affordable food is key. Well, we're joined by Valerie, and we'll put her website up on screen and give that out to folks. But again, she's done a lot of big comics, you name it, X-Men, you name it, for DC and others. And she's now getting openly pro-liberty with a new comic book, illustrated novel, I guess you could call it, is what it looks like to me, on Edward Snowden. And I'm told that I even admit it. I'll have to get a copy of that. Oh, my son loves comic books, and so do my daughters. And so thank you so much for coming on. And tell us about your political views on this, where you're going, and who you're publishing this through. And
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. This is fantastic being here. I believe in, the American public, knowing what information gets gathered about them online and being aware and being informed and active. And that's what drew me to the Edward Snowden project. And also, he was apparently a big cartoon and video game and comic book fan himself. So that was sort of another reason I felt like kind of in touch with the person. And I just approached Blue Water Productions with this idea for a comic book series about this and other current events topics. And we just took it from there.
Wow. And tell us about Blue Water, because in this world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. I'd love to see DC or somebody do this. This is how we win the culture war for liberty and restore the republic. But Blue Water is pretty big as well, though they're more independent. How'd you get them to publish this?
Literally, I just came up with the idea. I've always been interested in, I guess, what the mainstream media calls quote unquote conspiracy theories, but rather like, alternative news. And I always, love comic books, and I wanted to put them together as one project. And I just called Blue Water, and they just kind of immediately bought the project and, enthusiastically put it out. I'm pleased as punch, and I'd love to do more.
Now, again, for folks who don't understand, the system is trying to suppress writers, graphic people, you name it, from promoting just any form of basic liberty. If this is a successful publication, and it's already been, I don't know how Time Magazine promoted it, Drudge linked to it, but I expect Drudge linked to it. Why do you think Time Magazine would feature something like this? Or does it show how mainstream it's gone to be angry at the NSA?
I think Edward Snowden and this whole story is just a story that everybody's completely fascinated with. And I think people, like the media and people, are also really fascinated with comic books right now. So it seemed to be the perfect project that all the mainstream media seem to glom onto and want to talk about.
I haven't gotten an actual copy of it yet. Tell me, is it already out or is it coming out?
It's out, available on all digital formats as an ebook, Amazon, Nook, Kindle. If you go to my website, ValerieDeRossio.com, it gives you full instructions and links and where to get it. You can also order a print comic at comicfleamarket.com.
Well, it's really exciting what you're doing. Describe from what I've seen, it looks like the comic is basically a narrative for people that wouldn't normally be informed about Snowden, kind of non-news readers to a great extent, I would say, at least some people that read comic books, and kind of tailored to an adult but also a younger audience.
Yes. I originally approached the project just to do sort of a straight educational comic book without like an opinion one way or another about him. But as I got further into it, it became more... his story is so dramatic, it became more of like a real comic book story full of twists and turns. And
well, reality is the ultimate adventure.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And sometimes reality is stranger than fiction. And I think that's absolutely the case with Snowden. There's a lot of unanswered questions, I think, about him that I address in this book and bring up. And I just want to sort of communicate that and also communicate to the American public, you know, how the NSA was using this information. Like, I have one page in the book that explains it in a humorous way, how their information would have been accessed through this program. And comic books are just a wonderful way to communicate and educate the public.
By the way, you know, it's in mainstream news today all over the place that indeed NSA workers, including at home, were charged with listening to all these public figures and media people. I mean, that they are listening to prominent people. They do listen to my phone.
I don't doubt it.
They do record pretty much everything, and they got caught lying about it. And now they're basically trying to say you're a terrorist if you think the government's out of control. I mean, how much more crazy do you think this is going to get before we turn the corner?
Well, I mean, even not even just the NSA, like eavesdropping. I mean, just like, you know, people who have alternative viewpoints, I mean, they're, you know, are getting more and more sort of blamed for stuff. And people are suggesting people who believe in chemtrails and, you know, climate change issues, like denial or whatever, should be put in jail or should be put in mental institutions. And some of this is coming from people who are normally very progressive. So I find that all very concerning, because while I may not agree with every issue that, you know, you believe in or other people believe in, I believe people have the right to express these opinions without fear of being put in jail or, you know, locked away in a psych ward or something.
Well, exactly. And again, if you just joined us, we're talking to a, you know, very well-known, successful comic book writer and editor who has just released the Edward Snowden comic book as a comic book hero, graphic novel Beyond Edward Snowden, will hit shelves later this month, exploring NSA whistleblowers' motivation for taking part in the largest leak of classified information in U.S. history. Well, no, it's a disclosure of criminal illegal spying they lied about that we've had dozens and dozens of big whistleblowers, bigger than him. It just never got media attention. Why do you think Snowden's gotten so much attention compared to all the other telecom whistleblowers, NSA whistleblowers, Wayne Madsen, so many others?
You know, honestly, I think part of it is that he's very photogenic, and he's very much a representative of that sort of geek culture of, like I said, video games, pop culture, comic books, cartoons. And I think he's, you know, kind of hit the zeitgeist at the right time. And I think that's part of why people are so fascinated with him.
Valerie D'Orazio, again, is our guest, ValerieD'Orazio.com. I agree with you. And they've denied all this is going on. They denied basically everything I'm saying is going on. Now it's all public. So they've got a major issue. They want to put it back on Edward Snowden or Alex Jones or you or Ron Paul or anybody that questions them. But they're the ones driving the train off the cliff. And so, you know, people aren't listening to the criticism anymore. And really, the public's lost all confidence in the system. I mean, Republican establishment, Cantor just got defeated in the primary. Democrats are getting defeated in their primaries by people coming from nowhere who are saying they're against what Obama's doing. And so we call it left or right. They want to keep us in that. If the Republicans were doing the things that Obama is doing, I would be screaming bloody murder. In fact, I was under Bush, and I thought he was the worst ever. I mean, Obama, using his progressive credentials, has just made the good progressives out there who aren't really just authoritarian kleptocrats posing as liberals. You know, Thomas Jefferson's a liberal. I say that every day. Bill Clinton and Al Gore are shysters, and Obama is a shyster, and Joe Biden's a shyster, and Hillary Clinton's a criminal. I mean, they're all just frauds, and a bunch of Republicans are bad as well. So my issue is they call it a right-wing issue that I want to own guns to protect myself. They call it a right-wing issue that I want some national sovereignty. No, it's just common sense. Mexico's collapsing into us now. Mexico's a failed state, and now it's collapsing military bases all over the U.S. in total squalor. I mean, we're being overrun, and Obama's overrunning the country, saying, come here to cause a crisis. We're seeing insane times, so it's self-defense. It's survival. I don't think D or R, but the entire Republican Party at the leadership level is working with the Democrats to stop the true Tea Party and call them racist. And they're doing that because Ron Paul and myself and others started the Tea Party back in like 2006. It was an organic liberty movement. We would call it Tea Parties. It was protesting Republicans and Democrats in 2007 and 8. The Republicans were smart and came in and tried to take it over. That backfired, and the Tea Party took them over. So now they go, the Tea Party is dead and discredited as it takes over. So that's the PSYOP. I don't mean to go off on a rant, but yeah, when you say, you know, I'm more of a progressive or whatever, but or they're not following progressive ideas, I agree with some of what you say and not some of the other. Exactly. It doesn't matter who you are, gay, straight, black, white. Tyranny is coming down on us. We can settle any differences later, but right now this country's going to hell in a handbasket. How would you describe what's going on in the nation right now?
Well, I don't believe in left or right or black and white, because reality is not like that. Reality is shades of gray. And so I believe that more and more people are, you know, becoming independent thinkers. And I think it's very important to become independent thinkers. I believe a lot of people are being disillusioned by this black or white, left or right sort of dichotomy. And, you know, in that sense, I have a lot of optimism. I think there's a lot of, you know, people really using critical thinking, applying it to the, you know, the news that they watch, and, you know, wanting to be, you know, to have liberty and to have, you know, to not to be caught in this black or white, left or right sort of jail. And, you know, and I think there's a great awakening happening in this country. And I think, you know, that particular thing, I think that's a great thing. I try to focus on the positive, Alex, because if I have to focus on just all the negative, I'll be really, you know, sad and depressed all the time. But I think there's some positive there.
ValerieDorazio.com is the website. And I guess it hits store shelves here very soon, because that came out a few weeks ago in Time Magazine. People can find the digital copy right now on your website. Yeah. Or I guess they can go to the comic book site itself. What's the best place to find the publisher itself?
What I would do is go to ValerieDorazio.com, and the first post has all the information you need to read this Edward Snowden book right now digitally, or to order your own paper copy, and as well as to pre-order my upcoming Joker comic book as well.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. In fact, I forgot. We had the shootings, another Joker connection. Why do we keep seeing this in Aurora, you name it? I want to get your take on that iconography. And those archetypes, because that's what makes comic books successful, is knowing archetypes. You're a comic book editor. I want to get your take on that. Stay with us. Valerie DeRozio is our guest. We're talking for a few minutes about the archetype of the Joker, and then end this transmission. We're going to have more on what's going on at these military bases tonight with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and Kit Daniels, who are going to a facility right now. I'm not going to name which one. Bottom line, the Republican leadership is panicking. We have articles on Infowars.com. They are declaring total war on the Tea Party, freaking out. And the public knows the system's a bunch of liars, so when they get attacked, that's an endorsement. When they attack me and say I'm behind the shootings, that's an endorsement. I mean, that's how discredited they are. They got a 9% congressional approval rating, as low as 6 in some Gallup polls. I think North Korean leaders are probably more popular than that in their country. I mean, this is a group of crooks on average. And they are the jokers, destroying our society, never getting in trouble for what they do. And I'm telling you, we're in false flag territory. They know that there's a revolution through the voting right now, and they're not going to want to let that happen. They're going to want to blame the Tea Party. I mean, they could do anything. Say a Tea Partier that worked at a nuclear power plant blows it up with explosives and radiates a city. I mean, you name it. Something horrible, they'll pull it. And people are like, man, that's wild. Folks, that's what they do. They just caught NATO with Turkey launching at chemical attacks with Saudi Arabia and blaming it on Assad. That was even in the BBC and Cy Hirsch. They've killed 300,000 people, mainly Christians. Our government is funding al-Qaeda to kill hundreds of thousands of people. Now, do you think they'll pull something? Just watch. I know them. But see, that doesn't even work anymore. People are like, fine, a Tea Partier, don't blame us. A Tea Partier blew up a nuclear power plant. Or a Tea Partier shot up a police station. We don't even know what happened there, but doesn't matter. George Washington's not bad because somebody that liked him did that. You, the people that caused this, let's, with this whole atmosphere, I'm unbowed. I don't take the guilt of everything you say I've done. Valerie, in closing, got about 3 minutes. What is the archetype of the Joker? Why do you think it's connected to so many horrible events?
Well, It's an ancient archetype called the trickster that's, you know, thousands and thousands of years old. And, you know, it's these types of symbols hit people in a very primal part of their brain, and they can, you know, be used to connect with people in a very deep way.
Yeah, well, in kind of the deeper Satanism, that type of leering, smiling, demonic face is associated with just rampant mass murder of innocents.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, you know, for lack of a better word, sort of demonic presence. And so, like, I'm not surprised that there have been a lot of crimes, you know, connected to figures like him, and, you know, now the Slender Man stabbings, the most recent sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's absolutely very powerful, powerful image.
Well, maybe you should do, who is Joker? Is that DC Comics?
That's DC Comics, yep.
Man, can you imagine if they did one on why the Joker, you know, in iconography or icons is so wicked? I mean, that would be a bestseller and would explain why. Because I did a Joker piece once when the Batman movie came out 3 or 4 years ago, and my listeners got really freaked out and thought I was a bad person because I could act like the Joker. I mean, people got really disturbed by that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, you know, I mean, writing the book, it was a very kind of, my book, The Joker, was a very kind of disturbing book to write, you know, and you really kind of need to get that energy off yourself once you're kind of involved with it a little bit. So I totally know where you're coming from. But yeah, there have been Joker-related crimes since 2008.
Well,
some of petty and sort of small crimes instead of like shootings and stabbings.
Yeah, absolutely. It's bizarre. But we shouldn't ban the Joker comic because it's mentally ill people that are clicking with that. Thank you so much. Amazing. Nightly News will be big tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Pray for InfoWars. Pray for America. Pray for liberty. Pray for peace. Pray for the whole world. Pray that we repent and come back to being good, decent people. God bless you all.
Today.
Great job, crew.